T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go right to the Wester hotline because Lorenzo Alexander is joining us, and he is on the executive committee for the Players Association. We'll get to that topic in a moment. Lorenzo, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us right and early.
Oh, yeah. No worries at all. How you guys doing?
You're winning, so we're good, man. You guys win. I'm in a good mood. You know, if you need money, let me know.
All right, I will. I actually do.
Okay, I'll Venmo you. So listen, before we get to football, you are involved in an event coming up this Saturday, Sink Cancer with Cornhole, and that's going to be Saturday afternoon at the AdPro Sports Training Center. Why don't you start us off there, talk a little bit about the event.
Well, you know, obviously with the month of October, the NFL does a Crucial Catch Awareness Month, raising awareness and really funds for cancer research. And over my years, I've, especially here in Buffalo, have built a relationship with two sisters, Mary and Patty, who love the Buffalo Bills. Mary is battling ovarian cancer. And over the years, I've gotten to know these two sisters, these two ladies, and just watched the way they love on each other, the way they love the community, and really supported me. And so kind of out of that relationship, I thought it would be kind of cool to bring Bills Mafia together and have a cornhole tournament. Obviously, the day before, we play Miami. Just for community effect and obviously to raise money for people here locally in Western New York that are battling ovarian cancer, something that plagues, you know, 1 out of 4 women. One out of 75 women will actually develop ovarian cancer, and there's no early detection test. And so to be able to raise awareness is definitely important, and it's even more important to be able to find an early detection test because most women don't find out to maybe stage 4 when it's really at a point of no return in most cases.
What? How good are you at cornhole?
I can play a little bit. You know, I play from time to time. I haven't played since the season started, but you know, I'm very competitive in whatever I'm doing and can throw the bags around a little bit.
So, folks, if you want to go, it is this Saturday. It's at 1:30 at the AdPro Sports Training Center down in Orchard Park by the stadium. If you'd like to get tickets, you can go to sinkcancer.eventbrite. That's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com, and Lorenzo will be there. I've got my first question for you, Lorenzo, is I was really thinking about this a lot last night. I want to ask you this. So your defense, you and the defense look really, 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 really good. What's the best defense you have been on in a single season in your entire career?
Wow. I mean, it probably have to be, last year. So I don't think I've ever finished top number 2 at all. I've been on some top 5 defenses when I was in Arizona. I think 1 year we finished top 5. And maybe Washington was more like a top 10 to 12 defense. Oh, Carolina, my rookie year, too. 2005 with Dan Morgan at the linebacker, Chris Jenkins, and we had a really good defense there. That was a top 5 defense, too. So this is by far the best, you know, as far as me being a part of it, playing a lot, and seeing guys loving on each other and continue to get better. This year, I think, has a chance to be even better than last year's.
You touched on it a little bit. I wanted to ask you, since you said, you know, this could be the best defense you've ever been on, why is it so good? What are some of the reasons that have allowed you guys to be playing at such a high level so far this season?
I think our biggest attribute that we have is that it's really faceless in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, you obviously have Tremaine Edmonds and Ed Oliver that are two big-time first-round picks and Tre'Davious, but once you get past that, I mean, there's a lot of guys that can fill in roles and play multiple positions, and there's a lot of depth. And I guess the best example of that is, you know, Taron Johnson goes down at nickel, and I think he's probably one of the best nickels in the game right now as far as what he's been doing last year and how he started this season. But then you have guys like Saran Neal, Dean Marlowe, Kevin Johnson comes in that I know are not known nationally, come in and play at a high level, and there's not a drop-off. And I think you can see examples of that throughout our roster. And obviously, with some of the injuries we have, we're going to have to continue to do that because that's what it's all about in the NFL, next man up. And if we can continue to sustain that and have guys really continue to rise their game and there's no drop-off when starters go down, that's what really allows you to be great in this league.
Lorenzo, you've been around for a long time. You've got teams that look internally and try to focus on what they can control, but a bye week might be a good opportunity to just take a look outside and see what the rest of the league is doing. So, you know, when you guys got back to work, did anybody talk about the rest of the AFC? Anybody talk about what, I don't know, how you stack up? Because,
no.
I mean,
no.
I mean, we all know it is a competition, and you guys are in it to win it, so you don't even bother talking about it. Don't even broach the topic?
Not really. I mean, it's all about us, and we worry about ourselves. I'm pretty sure guys watch games and see, like, maybe highlights or the trades, obviously, like the Jalen Ramsey trade or stuff like that, but we don't sit around and say, well, you know what's really going on over in whatever team. We got to really get ready for them. No, I mean, the bye week for us is really to recharge, replenish, and kind of refocus ourselves, you know, spend some time with our family to come back here ready to try to make a run. And obviously it starts with the Miami Dolphins. But we don't look around the league and try to compare ourselves and try to get ready for somebody, because we got to be ready every single week for whoever we're competing against.
We're with Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander on our Westar Hotline. You mentioned some of the young guys on the defense, and we had you on at training camp, Lorenzo, and I remember you were just raving about Tremaine Edmonds and what you think you were going to see in year two. Five games in what ways do you think he is better than what he was last year?
The command of the defense. I mean, as far as getting the checks and guys all on the same page and getting us in to whatever we may be doing, that week he has took leaps and bounds in his confidence. And I think another thing is his awareness. You know, obviously nobody plays a perfect game, but when you really know when you start to develop and really have a great understanding of the scheme and who you are as a player, is when you know you made a mistake and you haven't went to the sideline, so you're able to correct it within a drive, so the offense is not able to continue to attack you. And I've really been able to see him self-correct himself and then make a mistake on maybe play two, but if we run the same play and they run the same play to try to attack that what they've gotten earlier, because teams like to replay successful plays, he's made the correction and now he's stopping that play. And so those are probably the two biggest things I've seen out of his personal growth as a football player.
Before we let you go, we were talking about the season and the schedule. You're on the executive committee for the Players Association, so the league would like 18. They'll settle for 17. What do the players think about the idea of adding at least a game to the regular season schedule?
And as far as we go, it's not going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, I was asked this question yesterday because Goodell came out and said he would love to go to 17, obviously eventually 18. But I think at the end of the day, you have to understand the CBA is not a bunch of one-off issues. And so it's not, you know, let's go to 17 games over here, and then let's take away two preseason games, health care. It's kind of like a big package. And so we have to assess everything collectively together. And the way it stands right now, we're not moving to 17 or 18 games at all. Clearly, simply because of player safety issues and just how demanding the game already is. You add two more games, you definitely shorten guys' careers. So the way things stand, and based on our talks, that's not even in our foresight right now as far as the players.
But if you guys, like you said, healthcare is big for everybody, and what happens to you beyond your playing career, if the proper package is laid out, is that something you think the players would agree to, playing another game if everything is taken care of medically?
Probably, but I mean, what's the proper package? I mean, it's a pretty big package, and obviously, we all know how expensive healthcare is. Is the league willing to take care of guys in that fashion? So far, based on what we've seen with some of our former players, I would say probably not, and so that's why I am, not optimistic about players ever really agreeing to go to 17 or 18 games.
Lorenzo, appreciate it. We know you got to get to work. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Good luck on Sunday against the Dolphins.
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.